Hi, it's Dave. This morning, the Department of Justice announced an antitrust lawsuit against Google, and it's the biggest antitrust lawsuit since Microsoft. In this video, I'm going to be looking at the actual lawsuit and evaluate the position and the charges against Google. And I'll also be exploring the question why Google stock is up on the news of this antitrust lawsuit. All right, first let's look at the highlights of the 64-page lawsuit. I'll just go through kind of the main points. All right, so the United States, along with various other states, are taking Google to court, and they're saying that Google is unlawfully maintaining monopolies in the markets for general search services, search advertising, and general search text advertising in the United States through anti-competitive and exclusionary practices, and they want to remedy the effects of this conduct. So here's the nature of this action. Here's kind of the tone that this lawsuit says. It says, 2 decades ago, Google became the darling of Silicon Valley as a scrappy startup with an innovative way to search the emerging internet. That Google is long gone. The Google of today is a monopoly gatekeeper for the internet and one of the wealthiest companies on the planet with a market value of $1 trillion and annual revenue exceeding $160 billion. For many years, Google has used anti-competitive tactics to maintain and extend its monopolies in the markets for general search services, search advertising, and general search text advertising, the cornerstone of its empire. So the Department of Justice is saying Google is a super large, rich company that is using its power and abusing its power to stop competitors from entering the search market. It goes on and says, for years, Google has entered into exclusionary agreements, including tying arrangements and engaging in anti-competitive conduct to lock up distribution channels and block rivals. Google pays billions of dollars each year to distributors, including popular device manufacturers such as Apple, LG, Motorola, and Samsung. All right, here is the crux of the lawsuit, in my opinion. The Department of Justice is saying that Google is using these contracts, these agreements with various device manufacturers, including Apple, Samsung, etc. And through these agreements, they're blocking out other search engines from possibly becoming a competitor to Google. The lawsuit says between its exclusionary contracts and owned and operated properties, Google effectively owns and controls search distribution channels accounting for roughly 80% of the general search queries in the United States. And then it says general search engine competitors are denied vital distribution scale and product recognition, ensuring they have no real chance to challenge Google. The lawsuit continues and says Google has refused to diverge from its anti-competitive path. Earlier this year, while the United States was investigating Google's anti-competitive conduct, Google entered into agreements with distributors that are even more exclusionary than the agreements they replaced. Absent a court order, Google will continue executing its anti-competitive strategy, crippling the competitive process, reducing consumer choice, and stifling innovation. For the sake of American consumers, advertisers, and all companies now reliant on the internet economy, the time has come to stop Google's anti-competitive conduct and restore competition. All right, I'm no legal expert, I'm just giving my opinion, but when I look at this lawsuit, it's actually not as bad as I had expected it to be. There's no mention of Google kind of manipulating search results so that the advertised results are actually similar to the actual search results. And there doesn't seem to be mention of companies who feel forced to buy search ads because other people are buying search ads against their own company. What the centerpiece of this lawsuit seems to be is the agreements that Google has with Apple and other device manufacturers, but also with cell carriers as well. All of these agreements that Justice Department claims is blocking out competitors and stifling innovation. All right, here's one more key section of the lawsuit. It says, Google has willfully maintained and abused its monopoly power in search advertising through anti-competitive and exclusionary distribution agreements that lock up the preset default positions for search access points on browsers, mobile devices, computers, and other devices, require pre-installation and prominent placement of Google apps, tie Google search access points to Google Play and Google APIs, and other restrictions that benefit Google at the expense of search advertising rivals. As a non-legal person, I'd rate the strength of this lawsuit probably as a 6 or 7 or so. I think the Justice Department has some strong points, but it's far from the end of Google. All right, next, I want to look at a timeline of how long an antitrust lawsuit will take and how it would affect Google. Let's take a look at this clip.
But give our viewers a sense, though, in terms of the time that we're talking about over which this conceivably will stretch out.
Probably stretch out years, which is what the Microsoft case did between everything that has to happen. So Google has a right to discovery. You know, the government has been doing some investigation, but Google hasn't had a chance to do that. So there will be a significant amount of time, you know, a year perhaps. I don't know. It's up to the judge to set a time for discovery. Then there will be a trial at Microsoft. The trial spans 6 months. And then the judge had to write a decision. and there was an appeal. So we're talking about a very lengthy process.
In other words, this is just the start of this Google antitrust lawsuit. Google will have a discovery period, which could last a year, and the trial could last 6 months or so. There could be an appeal process, and it could go on even further. And in my opinion, I think Google will fight this lawsuit, and it could take a few years before we know the final result. If Google loses this lawsuit, I anticipate that they will be very restricted in the types of agreements that they form with device manufacturers and also cell carriers. This will likely decrease the market dominance of Google search and allow other competitors to have a chance in the same market. However, in the bigger scope of things, Google is much more than just a search engine. They offer many services to both consumers and to enterprise businesses. And Google has worked for many years to diversify its product offerings as well. And probably the biggest growth story for Google is YouTube. YouTube is exploding like crazy, not just with usage, but also with revenue. And so the story about Google going forward really isn't about search, but it's about how Google can expand its other various consumer products and enterprise products. How Google can expand YouTube and make it into perhaps their number one revenue generator over time. All right, I want to take a look at one more question today. After the lawsuit was announced this morning, the markets actually reacted positive to Google stock. Google was up 2% today on the news that they're being sued by the US government. So what's the deal with that? Let's look at this clip.
We go back to a couple things. One is the Microsoft case. It was a decade long. The stock went up 900%. So for investors, it's more of a sideshow. It's important. We're taking it serious, but we don't believe it's going to have an impact on the stock. If you look at the stock today, it's up 2.5%. And I think that's a reflection of that and what investors learn watching the Microsoft case. And number two, it's for our legal advisors, it's a narrower and more traditional case as described. So it's not a very broad case. And so we think ultimately the legal help that we're getting to effectively analyze this suggests that a breakup would likely not be possible underneath the current scenario.
All right, here's what this Jefferies analyst is saying. He's saying that the lawsuit is actually more narrow in scope than anticipated, meaning because of the lawsuit's narrow scope, it's meant to more restrain the activity and the behaviors of Google rather than break it up. And because of that, you see kind of a positive reaction or a muted reaction to the lawsuit with today's stock market price. And it's because when they look at the lawsuit, the chances of Google being broken up is actually pretty slim. Now, this poses a few questions going forward. First, what are the ramifications for other tech companies that are perhaps under investigation and might face possible Department of Justice antitrust action? For example, you have Facebook and you have Amazon and perhaps even Apple. I think actually when other companies look at this Google lawsuit, they'll actually be a little bit relieved because of the narrow set of actions that this lawsuit contains. Now, it's entirely possible that this lawsuit actually broadens because there are several states that are still investigating and can bring broader claims and expand the lawsuit against Google. All right, I want to hear from you guys. What do you think? Is this antitrust lawsuit against Google a big deal or not? Do you think the Department of Justice has a strong case? And what do you think about the future prospects of Google, even in the midst of an ongoing lawsuit with the Department of Justice? All right, if this video has been helpful, please like it and consider subscribing to my channel. We're looking at investment topics from different angles, trying to question and get beneath the surface of things. I'm on Twitter at HeyDave7, and we'll see you in my next video. Thanks.